The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 79. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 76. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, it says they are still discussing the ongoing debate regarding abating of wildlife across the Sunflower State. As according to the new regulations in Kansas, they say it now bars that activity from all public and walk-in hunting access lands. As WIBW reports, according to the latest discussion from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say there is a growing number of concerns regarding the increase of transmissible diseases among wildlife that prompted them to take new steps in the multi-year exploration of baiting wildlife in the hunting process. According to the department, they define baiting as a, quote, act of intentionally placing food or nutrient substances to manipulate the behavior of wildlife species. As according to commissioners with the department in their meeting that happened on June 22nd, they hinted at potential voting to amend a pre-existing regulation, which was established back in 2012, that prohibited baiting on the department lands and waters.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The Garden City Police Department have arrested a man for driving under the influence and striking a police officer's vehicle twice. KWCH News reports the event happened earlier this week at the intersection of Spruce Street and Campus Drive when police received a report of a reckless driver in the area. According to the report, the driver had hit the front of a police car and left the scene. And when police conducted the traffic stop, the driver again hit the officer's vehicle before coming to a stop. He was taken into custody and transported to St. Catherine Hospital for evaluation. The officer involved was not injured in the accident. In other news, school districts across the state of Kansas say that as they're preparing for the fall 2023 and 24 school years, they're still short on many teachers. As KSN News reports, the Wichita School District at UST 259 said they are short near 56 teachers, with more than half of those positions open for middle school, 13 teachers for the elementary, and 14 vacancies for the high school. As many teachers had renewed their contracts by July 1st. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Railway enthusiasts across the state of Nebraska gathered around to try and get a glimpse of the world's largest steam locomotive that's still in operation, also known as the Big Boy Number 4014. As the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports it throughout the week, it traveled from Omaha for the 2023's Men's College World Series to make stops in Ogallala, Julesburg, Chappelle, Sydney, Kimball, and Pine Bluffs before making its way into Colorado.
I love the technology. I like to work on mechanical things. And it's just kind of fascinating what people were able to do, you know, back in the 40s and 30s and 20s with just a slide rule, pencil and paper, no computers. So those guys really knew their stuff.
That audio from the Panhandle News Channel, Nebraska, where many say the complexity of that technology was incredible.
The complexity of the thing is just absolutely off this planet. They really accomplished something that, again, lasted far beyond what they thought it would.
Mid-America Network News.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Small Town Big Dreams, the annual Lynn Picnic, kicks off Friday. Janelle Wooler tells more.
We'll start out with a co-ed softball tournament at 6:30 and have a chip for beer, and we're going to have a pulled pork supper and then a dance that evening. We have Craig Cook and the Marauders, and they will start playing at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Of course, the beer garden will be open, and we'll kick it off.
Janelle Wooler joins our public affairs program Saturday morning on KNDY, airing at 7:10. Also Saturday, a 5K run walk begins at 7 at City Park. A breakfast, kids fishing at 9. Vendor fair runs 10 to 1. German lunch at the East Shelter House begins at 11. Cornhole at 1 with free swimming Saturday at the Lynn City Pool from 1 to 4. Parade Saturday starts at 5, the demo derby at 7, and the DJ dance at 8. Barnston Community Days kick off Friday with the annual Fireman's Barbecue and Fun in the Park beginning at 6 p.m., including a kids' tractor pull at 7. Lucas Peterson performing live with fireworks Friday evening. Saturday and Sunday, a flea market run all day. Saturday, a 5K 1 mile run and walk. 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole. Other activities include a scavenger hunt Sunday beginning at 4. Barnston Community Day's schedule is on Facebook. Jody Wagner talks more Saturday as a guest on our public affairs program.
I think really just even from last year, how many people that had connections to Barnston either reached out and made donations, or even the people that showed up, you're still kind of all one community. It was neat to see a lot of people that hadn't been out, and they just, everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and I felt, again, like there was just something for everybody. That's kind of special that people were excited. They had a lot of memories of when they used to have the Barnston picnic, so it was just fun to see everybody come back.
American Legion Riders will host a bike show and barbecue contest in Seneca Saturday with a lunch from 11 to 1. Free will donation barbecue dinner serves 4:30 till 7. Live music featured throughout the day, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with registration for the bike show at 11 a.m. Awards at 2, Saturday in Seneca. Marysville fireworks Saturday evening at the Lakeview Sports Complex in conjunction with the Skyfest activities. KNDY will simulcast the soundtrack live Saturday evening on AM 1570, FM 94.1 at 10 p.m. Skyfest begins at 5:30 and will include family activities with vendors, including food trucks. A free music concert with Hot Club of Cowtown begins at 7, a backdrop of hot air balloons on display, capped by fireworks at dark. Perimeter parking available and will be directed to lots near the Habitat for Humanity, American Legion and Feldhausen Field, CMH, and the Land All North parking lots. Shuttle service for those needing assistance will be provided. Handicapped parking will be in the lot off 20th Street, directly west of the Lakeview Sports Complex. Marshall County Historical Society will present a program Sunday, July 9th. A guest speaker talks about public arts programs developed during the Great Depression in Kansas. The free program Sunday at 2 at the Marysville City Building.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers. Come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers and storms in the forecast for this afternoon. This comes as an upper-level trough of low pressure works in from the northwest, and some showers and storms could linger into this evening coming up as well. But as that system exits on off to the south and east into your weekend, looking to stay dry both Saturday and into the day on Sunday, with temperatures still a bit below average for this time of year, expecting high temperatures to reach the upper 70s, close to that 80-degree mark for this afternoon. We'll drop back to lows in the upper 50s for tonight, and again, still a touch below average both Saturday and into your Sunday, with upper 70s for high temperatures on Saturday under gradually clearing skies, low 80s making a return into the day on Sunday, and then by the time we get to Monday, getting back closer to average temperature-wise for this time of year, we return to some upper 80s for highs. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 108, the average low 69, the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:08.
One man has been tabulating the world's favorite numbers. Can you guess what they are? We will count them down today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. Legendary drummer Ringo Starr celebrates a birthday. An athlete's jersey, your birthday or anniversary. There are any number of reasons you might have a favorite number, but one mathematician thinks he's found the world's favorite number. After surveying over 40,000 people, he's concluded the overwhelming favorite is, no surprise, the number 7. Gambling connotations notwithstanding, it is the most unique number between 2 and 10, being neither a multiple nor factor of any other. Spiritual connotations put the number 3 in second place, and the number 8 is next. It's a big favorite in China because it sounds like the word for prosperity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Small town, big dreams. Don't miss the annual Inn Picnic kicking off Friday with co-ed softball, a pulled pork supper at the East Shelter House at 6, and a dance at 8 with Craig Cook and the Marauders. Saturday, a 5K run walk starts at 7 at Flynn City Park, along with a breakfast. Kids fishing at 9, a vendor fair 10 to 1. Enjoy a German lunch at the East Shelter House at 11. Cornhole begins at 1. Free swimming at Flynn City Pool Saturday 1 to 4. Parade starts at 5, the demo derby at 7, and a DJ dance at 8. Your invitation to the Lynn Picnic from Jack's Food Mart in Lynn. Groceries and more all in one stop. Check out their meat department. It's fresh. And call on GD's Catering for all of your special events, none too big or too small. Coolman Implement and Hardware, featuring leading lines and farm equipment, attachments, and accessories. Parts and service at Coolman Implement and Hardware. Lynn Community Nursing Home, person-centered care with skilled nursing and independent living facility. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies at Lynn Community Nursing Home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Big 12 announced their 2023 preseason All-Big 12 football team. Quarterback Jalen Daniels from KU was Offensive Player of the Year. Newcomer of the Year for preseason football for Big 12 was Trayshawn Ward for Kansas State. Other players getting offensive honors was fullback Ben Sennett from Kansas State. Also, Mike Nowitzki from Kansas on the offensive line. Also on the offensive line, Cooper Beebe from Kansas State. On kick return, punt return, Phillip Brooks from K-State also made the preseason list. Taking a look at the defense, K-State had Kobe Savage as a defensive back, and also Kansas had Kobe Bryant as a defensive back make the preseason honors. As fastly approaching is the Big 12 Media Days, which will take place July 12th and July 13th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, Kansas City Royals were back in action again last night playing the Cleveland Guardians, and the Guardians get the best of the Royals as they come up and win the game 6-1. The Royals have now lost 4 in a row and still set at 25-63 on the season. News out of Wichita State University as heads men's basketball coach Paul Mills announced an addition to the coaching staff as TJ Cleveland will join his staff as an assistant coach. Cleveland has been at UAB, Missouri, Arkansas, and most recently at St. John's. Well, a USFL player is getting his shot in the NFL as the Dallas Cowboys have added another kicker to their roster, signing Brandon Aubrey, who spent the past two seasons with the Birmingham Stallions in the USFL. Cowboys did not take a hard look at veteran free agent market, which includes Robbie Gould, Mason Crosby, and last year's kicker, Brett Maher, who they chose not to re-sign. That's the look at your sports here on the Kansas Mid-America Network. I'm Jeremy Heim.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place products to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no route requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Fill your summer garden with fragrant reddish-pink flowers, butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds with the help of swamp milkweed. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as red or pink milkweed, this is another host plant for the monarch caterpillar that I find less aggressive than the common milkweed. It grows best in full sun with moist soil. It's adaptable, tolerating moist to wet conditions and even well-drained soil once established. This adaptability makes it suitable for rain gardens, low spots, and moist areas in the landscape. Swamp milkweed also makes a nice addition to sunny mixed borders, natural gardens, and pondside plantings. And best of all, the deer tend to leave it be. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, plants grow 3 to 5 feet tall in upright clumps. The flowers are followed by narrow pods that release silky-haired seeds like other milkweeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Most of us have at least seen an episode or two of The Andy Griffith Show. A good chunk of that show takes place in the sheriff's office, where Andy and Barney interact with a wide range of characters. I recently had the chance to visit that office, so to speak, and you can too. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
There's one classic car that has perhaps become Mike Cochran's favorite, and there's a good reason for it.
Any Ford Galaxy from 1960 to 1967, you can make a squad car out of. So I just started collecting them from every year and turning them into a squad car.
Mike owns the Mayberry Squad Car Tours in Mount Airy, North Carolina, the town where Andy Griffith grew up and upon which Mayberry is based. Mike takes tourists around town to see the sights from the show. And when they come to his headquarters, there's quite the free photo session to be had.
It's a recreation of the courthouse. It's free, and people come in and take pictures. A lot of them hang out in here for a while, you know, and reminisce and talk about such and such episode. And you remember when?
The inside of the building is a perfect replica of Andy's sheriff's office and, of course, the jail cells that held folks like Otis. In fact, you can see it on the TV version of this show. Just follow American Countryside on Facebook. But there's more to the TV set replica.
We have the Darling Cabin out back, you know, the Darlings that's on the show that played the music and had Charlene and all that. Of course, Emmett's Fix-It Shop next door and, you know, Wally's filling station here on the property.
Mike says he loves seeing the smiles people have, reliving a much-beloved TV show. And although it's been decades since it was produced, the people just keep coming.
People will say it's going to die out, but I've not seen any indication of that. In fact, we see a lot of young folks that's into the show. Some kids know a whole lot about the show.
It's a great place to relive a true piece of Americana. Mayberry, traveling the countryside in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
Join the fun in Marysville Saturday with the Sky Fest, a family fun activity beginning at 5:30, which will include vendors and food trucks, a free music concert featuring Hot Club of Cowtown at 7, a backdrop of hot air balloons will be tethered and on display beginning at 9, with fireworks at 10. The soundtrack for the fireworks will air simulcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, and FM 94.1 as well. Perimeter parking available and will be directed to lots near the Habitat for Humanity, American Legion, Feldhausen Field, CMH, and the Landall North parking lots. Shuttle service for those needing assistance will be provided. Handicap parking in the lot off 20th Street, directly west of the Lakeview Sports Complex. Fun begins Saturday at 5:30 in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
You could say that the very first GPS was discovered on the prairie. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The compass plant is hardy in the garden and useful if you're directionally challenged as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Native prairie plants have been around for centuries. Their toughness is enticing gardeners to add their beauty to the landscape. The compass plant stands tall above most and also has an interesting history. Leonard Perry is a retired extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says Native Americans used compass plant roots for tea and dried the sap for chewing gum. It got its name from the early settlers who used it as a rudimentary GPS.
The name, which comes about from the leaves, they orient so the tips are north and south. So that leaves the blades facing east and west. And the whole purpose of that is to reduce the water loss so less sun impacts the leaf surface. Since the leaves are generally north and south, that's what the settlers would use even at nighttime to help them find direction if they got lost in these prairies.
The compass plant is found growing naturally in prairies, fields, and roadsides. It's also becoming popular in the landscape because it doesn't mind the extremes of drought or soggy feet. And many gardeners find it's quite the showy addition.
It's kind of like a sunflower. A flower can get up to 5 inches across. It can get up to 10 feet tall. And the taproot can get up to 15 feet deep, which is amazing to think tall the plant is, and the taproot even deeper, which means it can really mine for water deep into the soil. So that really helps it not only with stability, but also to withstand drought conditions.
The compass plant is a slow grower, but once you find a spot for it, leave it there because it doesn't like to be dug up or divided. You could almost consider it a garden heirloom for generations to come. Perry says compass plants can live up to 100 years. Learn more about the stately compass plant at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
KNDY.
As high school graduation season wraps up and these young adults head off to college, I'm reminded of how that final year of high school was such a monumental time in my life. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It was also a time of preparation and new responsibilities for college, more independence, and whatever else could be next. You know, planning for college and that next step can feel overwhelming. Questions like how you're going to pay for your education, what kind of degree you're going to pursue, and where you'll live are all top of mind. College is a major life event, so it's important to make sure your finances are in order, both yours and your child's, as you prepare. Have a conversation about these new expenses and discuss who's going to be responsible for them. Then make a plan to tackle them so neither one of you are taking out unnecessary loans or driving up your credit card balance. When you have a clear plan, you'll have more clarity and be able to live with more purpose.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The benefits of rotational grazing are many, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. To hear Palisade, Minnesota farmer Francis Dierichs tell it, rotational grazing is the best for his Scottish Highlander cattle. Very simply, says Dierichs, you divide a big pasture into smaller units and graze them one at a time.
What that does is that replicates the natural action of ruminants on a prairie or on a grassland, and that helps them agitate the soil, trample in their own manure, trample down non-desirable species, and it also limits their pickiness. They have to eat a little bit of everything. That helps with their nutrient management, and then it also helps make a more productive, healthy grassland. We use the cattle to kind of manage their own food supply.
Dierichs worked closely with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service to set up his grazing system.
Working with NRCS locally here has been a great partnership. The main benefit that they offer is their expertise, whether it's the implementation of conservation practices or standards of construction for some of the infrastructure projects. Their standards are pretty high. They're pretty stringent about how they want things done, but ultimately doing it right the first time, it pays off in the long run. Usually the practices that they're recommending, they're not just good environmental sense, they're good business sense too.
Learn more at the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville invites you to check out the new 2023 Chevy Trailblazer. Sporty with lots of options and priced at just $25,500. They have a new 2023 Chevy Suburban High Country Edition. Plenty of room for everyone and everything. Check them out today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Friday, July the 7th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, the Kansas wheat harvest is going on right now. Here's a report from Kansas Wheat.
Kansas wheat harvest is 46% complete, well behind 80% last year and behind 63% for the five-year average, according to the official statistics provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in its crop progress report for the week ending July 2nd, 2023. Winter wheat conditions rated at 51% very poor to poor, 33% fair, and 16% good to excellent. Hot temperatures through July 4th meant farmers were in the field ahead of the widespread showers that moved in on the evening of July 4th holiday. In Ness County at the D.E. Bondurant Grain Company, Gary Gant said during the 4th of July weekend, several producers were cutting wheat. Friday and Saturday were particularly busy days, especially for the Riverside location. Gant's predicted harvest will continue into late July. Gant stated farmers in the area who had not terminated wheat were seeing slightly better yields than what they had initially thought. Yield ranged from 25 to 35 bushels per acre, with decent test weights and high proteins in the 12.5 to 14% range. Last year, during the 2022 wheat harvest, which was another dry year for the Kansas wheat crop, Gantz recalled they had only received 50% of their normal amount of wheat. With the already dry conditions following 2022, the 2023 crop was off to a less ideal conditions that continued on into harvest. This harvest, the elevator is seeing a mere 25% of normal wheat quantity. About 40 to 50% of the planted 2023 wheat crop in the area was abandoned. Although this wheat crop was very disappointing with these late rains, Gantz noted the elevator remains optimistic for the growing fall crops. Derek Sawyer, a Kansas Wheat Commission board member located in McPherson County, reports that he wrapped up his 2023 wheat harvest on July 1st, having started on June 15th. He adds that 85 to 90% of his money has also finished their harvest for the year.
And let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Time is money, and augers that empty your grain cart quickly can save hours in the field. Abilene Machine has you covered with the best-built augers in the industry. Abilene Machine's in-house manufacturing facility includes state-of-the-art equipment to balance, calibrate, and test their augers. Cupped flighting with 30 to 50% increased thickness on our outer edge provides longer life and greater grain handling capacity. Order durable augers online today at AbileneMachine.com.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yodel, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seed. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Maintaining a quality flock of sheep is highly dependent on the ram. Select a ram by visual appraisal and his performance records on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Every sheep producer should choose the right breeding stock to ensure a successful enterprise. The genetics of a ram will be spread over many offspring, so you want to be sure you're getting an animal that will benefit your breeding program. Mike Neary is an extension small ruminant specialist at Purdue University. He says to select the ram from a healthy flock and be sure he's in good physical shape.
They should walk good. They should have good sound feet. Their legs should sit down straight and square. They should walk freely, especially their back legs, because when a ram breeds a ewe, over 60% of his weight is on his back legs. So if there's a problem there, it's going to be magnified. You want them to have a good sound mouth. You want them to have good clear eyes. And you want large, normal-shaped testicles that you can actually palpate with a good scrotal circumference.
Ask to see records of the animal's history. Was he born a single, twin, or triplet? How well did he grow, and what are his estimated breeding values? Neary also says to be sure your veterinarian performs a breeding soundness exam.
They're going to evaluate the ram for physical health, for anatomy of its reproductive organs, and then they'll actually take a semen sample and evaluate the rams for fertility. And this is real important because about 10% of rams have some issue that prevent them from being optimum breeders. And especially in small flocks, that may be a one-ram flock, if they've drawn one of that 10%, they're going to have a disastrous year.
Look for health issues like foot rot abscesses and coughing that can be taken care of before they spread to the rest of the flock. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what to consider when buying a ram at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday. Well, here's what we're looking at as far as the markets go on this Friday. Corn for July right now down 3 1/4 at 563 1/2. September corn, 490 3/4. That's down 8 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 825 1/4. That's down 18. September Kansas City wheat, 823 3/4. And that's down 20. July oats, 416 3/4. That's even right now. September oats at 423 1/4. That's down 8 1/2. Looking at July soybeans, 1494. That's down 31 3/4. August soybeans at 1431 3/4. That's down 16 1/2 on this Friday. Looking at cotton for July, 82.88, and that's paused. October cotton is at 82.20. That's down 93 cents. December cotton, 81.19. That's up $1.31. Cattle on the rise today. Live cattle for August, 177 right now. That's up $2.42.5. October live cattle, 179.30. That's up $1.87.5. Feeder cattle for August, 245.25. That's up $2.97.5. Feeder cattle for September, 248.32.5. That's up $3. Looking at crude oil for August, 73.20. That's up $1.40. September crude, 73.14. That's up $1.35. Gold for August, up $17.40 at $19.32.70. October gold, up $17.50 at $19.52.10. Silver for July, $23.09. That's up 40 cents. And Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 102. S&P up 27, NASDAQ up 119.
The Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 1950s and 60s in terms of farm policy were similar. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift reviews policies that took place in the 60s and how they impacted agriculture. Technology and productivity were rising, which created an increase in yields. However, it also contributed to additional issues for the industry.
The big theme for foreign policy in the 60s is basically the same as the 50s. It's continued grappling, difficulty finding compromises with supply management and setting support prices or parity prices. So what had basically continued to happen is you had the government offering fairly high support prices. Technology was improving, productivity was increasing, and you had a lot of grain. But difficulty politically lowering those support prices. or making those acreage restrictions high enough to have an impact.
Food stamps help to incorporate urban interest into the Food and Farm Bill. The stamps were beneficial for rural and urban residents.
Food stamps were authorized but not used by the Eisenhower administration. They were authorized in the 50s. They started being used in the 60s by the Kennedy administration. This really relates to a couple of sort of broader themes with the Farm Bill. The first is a sort of growing coalition or group of stakeholders. And with food stamps, with anti-hunger programs, it is important to note that although food stamps, nutrition programs did bring urban interests into the Farm Bill, where, you know, we call it the Food and Farm Bill a lot now, the rural legislators, rural people, you know, also faced hunger and do benefit from these programs.
IFT explains the great grain robbery and how it created turmoil for people around the globe.
The Soviet Union, 1972, they had grain shortages, but they were tightly controlling information. So they had grain shortages. They needed to import grain. So if they would have made a big announcement, we're going to go buy a bunch of grain on world markets, prices would have gone up right away. But they didn't do that. They went and made these deals individually with different groups, with different exporters. They even got promotional or subsidized export financing from the U.S. government. So they went and did this quietly. Eventually, the news came out, and there was a lot of outrage and a lot of, I think you can say, conspiracy theories that, you know, the Secretary of Agriculture was in cahoots with the Soviet Union. There was a lot of pushback from this. Now, some of it might have been sensational, but there were some lasting changes that came out of this.
That was K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny IFT describing significant events that took place in farm policy during the 1950s and 60s. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23. The fun begins Thursday, July 13th with the Horse Show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 to 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday, July 15th from 4 to 8. And Schmidt's Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race at 7 with Rewind Band performing free at 9. On Sunday, a car show is planned 1 to 5 p.m. for cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, ATVs, and UTVs. House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pole all follow, with Susie and the Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening at 5, and Tuesday is the livestock auction following the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, 5 to 7:30, with the public welcome. The full schedule is online at mscountyfair.com. The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23, July 13th through 18th in Blue Rapids.
I met a girl that I adore. Then she introduced me to her. sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. I hope that they are in love with me too. It's both a matter of subtraction and a state of attraction. There are two of them, but one of me. I wonder if they would oppose if I decided to propose a marriage that would allow for three. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. What a predicament for me. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. They got me wrapped around one finger each. I could undergo mitosis and split my body down from head to toe. Then there would be two of me, you see, then I would be free. One of me to each sister I would go. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. I hope that they are in love with me too. I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. If you're lucky, I'll give one to you. If you're lucky, I'll give one to you. If you're lucky, then I'll give one to you.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.